Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. Susan Glaspell doesn't reference Davenport by name in her 1921 play, Inheritors, but the city in which she was born and raised leaves its traces on every page. The play follows the legacies of two families over the course of two generations as they grapple with notions of inheritance, of land violently taken from Native Americans, which its inheritors are now responsible to tend, and of a nation received from revolutionary founders whose principles they are now responsible to uphold. On February 4th at 7 p.m. at the Figge Art Museum, River Action and the Quad City Theater Workshop will present a reading of this remarkable play, marking the launch of our River Stages reading series. Between February and June, we'll present six readings of plays offering insight into environmental issues faced by the Quad Cities and other communities along the Mississippi River. Supported in part by the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts, the readings will be performed at various local arts venues and will be hosted by panelists who can illuminate the play's connections to environmental questions. Set on the rolling prairie just back from the Mississippi, the first act of Inheritors concerns a pioneer farmer, Silas Morton, and his friend, Mr. Fegyveri, an exiled Hungarian nobleman based on the real-life Nicholas Fegyveri, who came to Davenport as a refugee following a failed insurrection in Hungary in 1853, and for whom Fegyveri Park is named. Inspired and troubled by his memory of Black Hawk, Silas Morton gives away his hilltop property to establish a college. Subsequent acts follow the children and grandchildren of these two men as they struggle to keep the college afloat during difficult financial times and wrestle with fresh questions of inheritance. Should the ideals of the college's founders be betrayed to preserve the institution? Or should their ideals be held paramount and the college and its potential to serve future generations be lost? It's a question that we, in a time of economic instability and precipitous environmental change, must also face. And it's one we hope these readings will help us answer, if only by the act of weighing the questions attendant to our own inheritance of the earth.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.